Well, to discuss the story I brought you a bit earlier about the U.S. drone attacks drawing a great deal of criticism and anger in Pakistan, yet the Pentagon chief saying that they will continue. We're now joined by Professor Liaquat Ali Khan of Washburn University, who's joining us now via Skype from Topeka, Kansas. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us now. Is the U.S. setting itself up for losing Pakistan as an ally in its war on terror, or has it at this point decided that the Pakistani government and people's opinion matters not?
Well, I think the United States is continuing to do drone attacks in sheer opposition to these attacks by the people of Pakistan. So it seems like the United States is giving this message that it does not care what the people of Pakistan think about the drone attacks. And because the government of Pakistan needs the U.S. money, therefore, even the government is helpless to stop these drone attacks. But obviously, the effect of this war is that the United States is losing Pakistan to China. And China is becoming very strong in the region, including Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan.
Renna, Professor, you know, one couldn't be blamed for believing that the Pakistani government itself is an innocent player in the drone strike issue, yet Pakistan has always been an active supporter of the war on terror. How do you assess the Pakistan government's role in the killing of innocent civilians by U.S. drones and its political implications?
Well, I think the Pakistani government, the one in power, will soon be out of power because the elections are coming very soon. So this is a very difficult time for the Pakistani government to say no to the United States. So obviously, the new government, if one comes into power, might be able to negotiate a different deal with the United States. But it seems like the relationship between the present government in Pakistan and the United States is that the government would continue to oppose the drone attacks in public, but would allow them to continue secretly. So this deal seems like is the current policy of the United States and Pakistan.
All right, we'll have to leave there for now. That was Professor Liaquat Ali Khan of Washburn University speaking to us via Skype from Topeka, Kansas. Professor, as always, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.